I keep seeing the word Armageddon in the newspapers. It seems a little overblown, but this particular story that I've stumbled across this morning is to do with a dramatic plunge in insect numbers in Germany, where they seem to have been studying it for 30 years with some accuracy. There are a quarter of the number of flying insects, and I give it. It can't be a good thing. Professor David Goulson is with the School of Life Sciences at the University of Sussex. Good morning, sir.
Hi, good evening.
This study, has a similar study been done in England of the number of flying insects there are?
No, we've got numbers for things like butterflies, which people are very keen on counting.
Yes.
But we don't have a similar kind of estimate for just total mass of flying insects, which is what this this new study from Germany is all about.
Yes, and the piece that caught my eye is that the person responsible, the supervisor of the study, when asked why this had happened, had a simple answer: don't know.
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, we can make an educated guess.
Yes.
But it is just a guess. So the study was done, these insect traps were put in nature reserves all over Germany, but they tend to be quite small and surrounded by farmland. And the farmland is pretty kind of inhospitable for insects. It's treated with lots of pesticides and so on. So it's probably just that these flying insects, you know, they wander out of the nature reserves and get zapped by pesticides or just can't find anything to eat and die. But that is just a guess, I could be wrong.
If I may say so, it may be a guess, but you said an educated guess, and as a professor at the School of Life Sciences, you are clearly, I'm hoping, educated about these things.
Well, it'd be nice to think so, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I've been studying insects for about 25 years, so
yeah.
I've got some idea what I'm talking about.
The thing I tend to, my mind wanders towards, is all the obvious things: pesticides, nanoparticles, who knows? I'm wondering, does it follow that whatever eats those insects is now also going to go into decline?
Well, they're going to have a lot less to eat. I think that's pretty clear. You know, if you're one of the many bird species or reptiles or amphibians or bats or whatever that rely on insects for food, then three quarters of your food's gone. So I think it's a pretty good guess that they're not going to do very well.
No, well, I think the standard thought process is there was an old woman who swallowed a fly. song actually it draws a picture of the kind of linear relationship between animals as they devour each other, and there must be some flow on from this eventually.
Absolutely. I mean, insects are, a lot of people don't like insects. They think they're annoying, they bite, they're pests. But actually, insects are incredibly important. They make up about two-thirds of all life on Earth. They're at the heart of food webs, so the majority of other things eat them. Or they pollinate our crops and the wildflowers. If we didn't have flying insects like bees and so on, then three-quarters of the food that we grow wouldn't grow. We wouldn't get the fruit. They do other stuff too. You know, they keep pests in control. Some of them are predators. They recycle dung. They do all sorts of stuff. So if insects disappear, then it's a complete disaster for the planet.
Well, the other thing that nobody seems to consider is if we completely run out of food, what's left to eat will be the insects. And if we haven't got insects, we can't eat them either.
There is that. I don't fancy it much anyway, but yeah, that would also be off the menu.
Yeah. Curiously, I have heard it said that you talk about pollination and bees, which everybody kind of has their mind around to some extent. There are other insects which pollinate, aren't there?
Well, only really flying insects. It's not all done by bees, that's for sure. You know, wasps, beetles, hoverflies, all sorts of other insects are important pollinators. But they all fly. That's one key thing that pollinators have to have. You can't get from flower to flower very quickly if you're walking. So that's exactly what we were measuring in this study.
Mm. I have heard the story that in parts of China, the decline of insects is such that fruit trees get pollinated literally by hand by people.
Yeah, absolutely true. Southwest China, they have these vast apple and pear orchards, and they now hand pollinate, and they send their kids climbing up in the branches with little paintbrushes and pots of pollen.
Right. Yeah, well, that doesn't seem like an ideal solution to me. Can I say, I'm certainly not going to lay any blame at your feet for what's happened, but it'd be really handy if you could find a solution to this.
I'd love to. I think we really do need to look at kind of the way we grow food, I think is at the heart of it, and try and find less damaging, more environmentally friendly ways of feeding all of us.
Indeed. Thank you very much, sir, for your time and your thoughts.
Pleasure.
Professor David Goulson, School of Life Sciences at the University of Sussex, co-author of a study into the decline of flying insects.